Aircheckdownloads.com.
From the album Rio, that's Hungry Like a Wolf, Duran Duran, number 84 in the all-time top 100. It's exactly 7:45, and a very good morning to Tony Blackburn, the man who started Radio 1.
Yeah, what a proud moment it was. Yeah, 20 years ago, it was a Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, and you saw it on the Terry Wogan show the other night, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw that clip.
Yeah, I'll let you in a little secret. That wasn't the exact time. We did it the night before, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm talking about opening up Radio 1.
You cheated.
Well, a little bit, because we needed it for the news. We needed it for a news bulletin, I think. So it wasn't the exact opening. But it was more or less the same.
That's pretty false, Tony. Pretty
yeah, it was
false.
A little bit. We didn't have Robin Scott standing behind that placard there looking like a Muppet at the time. So I don't remember him like that exactly, but it was just a little bit cheated.
You did the breakfast show for 5 years.
That's right, yeah.
What do you remember from those 5 years? Do you have good memories, bad memories?
Oh, yeah, no, I have terrific memories of it. I mean, it was a very exciting time. I mean, immediately you went on the air there. I mean, everybody listened in for one reason, really. There was nothing else to listen to at that particular time because there was Radio 2 on and Radio 1, of course, so it was a little bit different to nowadays. And, of course, the studios were so different. I mean, this is wonderful in here, isn't it?
Until you arrived, yes.
This is better than my home. I mean, it's wonderful here. I mean, in the early days, we had wind-up gramophones, a gas ring in the corner, and that was about it, really. Not all these television screens and all these things you have here. It's wonderful.
You've had your knockers over the years, if you'll pardon the expression. I knew you'd say that. But you've had people who say, oh, the jokes, those awful jokes that you used to tell. We have got some examples of your humour here.
Well, I think people will realise.
Do it live?
No, I think people will realise that these jokes are masterpieces. And
really?
I think, well, I mean, let everybody judge. Let everybody judge.
Okay, everybody, silence, please. Here comes a greatest hit of the Tony Blackburn Breakfast Show coming up now. Mr. Edmonds, will you stop giggling in the corner? The wrong fader. Hang on.
Knock, who's there? The vicar. The vicar who? The vicar you go, the vicar you get there.
And there's more to come. The vicar jokes, and we've got Arnold here as well, because he was a great feature of your life, wasn't he?
Oh, he was, actually, yes. Unfortunately, he's no longer with me. It's a bit of a sad moment. A tear has just trickled down the glass eye. But
is he working for Elton John as a guard dog?
Yeah. Wouldn't be able to hear him, even if he could. Right.
He's there.
He is there.
Back. But we have another joke. Hang on.
Why did the owl owl? Because the woodpecker woodpecker. Yes. That's a terrific gag, that one. I haven't used that
Nobody
for so long.
Nobody else is laughing, Tony.
No, I haven't used that one for so long. It was about 3 weeks ago. And it got a great reaction 3 weeks ago. These are the same jokes I'm using now. This is the great thing.
Where did you get them from?
I made them up. When I was out on the North Sea, I didn't have a lot to do, so I used to make them up. But I also have a few American joke books as well. And I'm very influenced by Noel Edmonds. Because these are some of the jokes that Noel, of course. I mean, these are not the original jokes. Some of these. These are ones that I got these from the breakfast show.
Leave
when Noel
it
was
out. Come on.
No, these are some of Noel Edmonds' best jokes. Some of these.
A lot of DJs have someone that they probably listened to when they were younger, who made them decide they wanted to be a DJ. Yeah. Everybody has their influences. Who was the influence for you? Because you were the first DJ here on Radio 1. So who did you listen to?
Dave Lee Travers. Because when I was at school, Dave. No, I tell you, the guy that quite seriously that I really did think was terrific in those days was Pete Murray. Pete Murray, I thought, was absolutely tremendous. I love Pete Murray. And Fluff Freeman as well. Uh-huh. Alan was terrific, and he still is. And so those are the real influences on my career.
All right. Well, you just keep talking for a little while, because at the moment, this machine hasn't queued up. Technology. Oh, it has. It's queued up now. We're all right. We'll have some music now. Let's get back into our chart of all-time top 100.
Any chance of one quickie before I...
I beg your pardon?
I was just saying I got 20 joke books in my head. I use my ears as bookends. That is a good one, you see.
Go ahead, tell it.
That was it.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war.
AirCheckDownloads.com.